On the same day, the memory of the Venerable Romanus, author of Kontakia. Saint Romanus was born in Syria and reared in the city of Emesa. From his youth he sought to please God and lived in a chaste manner, preserving his virginity. First he was the sexton of the church of Beirut. Later he went to Constantinople, where during the reign of the emperor Anastasius he served in the church of Cyrus, dedicated to our most pure lady, the Theotokos. He led a virtuous life of fasting and prayer, mortifying his body with numerous prostrations and all-night vigils. In the evening he went to Blachernae, and there he remained through the night, standing at prayer, and in the morning he returned to the church of Cyrus. Later he was made sacristan of the church of the Holy Wisdom. Saint Romanus was not well educated, but he surpassed the most learned of scholars in understanding, for he became wise through the practice of the virtues. He strove after God with his intellect more zealously than they strive after the wisdom of this age. For he was one of those of whom the apostle said, God hath chosen the foolish of the world to confound the wise. On account of his virtuous life, he was greatly loved by the patriarch Euthymius, who, seeing his labor for the church and his fervent attendance to his obedience, made him a chanter. But the other chanters complained to the patriarch, saying, You have made an ignoramus our equal. The other chanters hated Romanus and treated him with contempt. Thus once, on the eve of the feast of the Nativity of Christ, when the emperor had come to church and Romanus was attending to the lamps, the chanters laid hold of the saint and dragged him into the ambo and said, You have been made our equal, now mount the ambo and chant a hymn in praise of God as we do. This the chanters did out of jealousy, in order to humiliate Romanus, for they knew that he was unlearned and unable to do what they demanded. Thus, put to shame by the chanters before the emperor and all the people who were in church, he was mortified and wept. After the service ended and all had left the church, he cast himself down before the image of the most pure Theotokos and prayed, weeping bitterly. Having shed tears and prayed for a long time, he arose and returned home, but due to his sorrow he ate nothing. As he was resting a little, suddenly our most pure lady, the Theotokos, the consolation of all who sorrow, appeared to him in his sleep. She held in her hand a little scroll and said to Romanus in a quiet voice, Open your mouth. When he opened his mouth, Our Lady placed the scroll in it and said, Eat this. Romanus swallowed the scroll, and immediately awoke, but he saw no one, for the Theotokos had become invisible. His heart was filled with an inexpressible sweetness and spiritual solace, and he reflected upon what he had seen. Suddenly he perceived that the Virgin Theotokos had opened his mind to understand books as once her son opened the apostles' understanding of the scriptures. His heart was filled with great wisdom, and he began to thank his instructress, who in a moment had enabled him to know more than those who study for many years. When the hour came for the all-night vigil to be chanted, Romanus went to church, rejoicing and reveling in the grace granted him by the maiden who was full of God's grace. At the time when the Kontakion was to be sung, Romanus mounted the ambo, for the custom was that a single chanter would sing the Kontakion on the ambo, and with a sweet voice he sang the Kontakion which he had composed in his mind, chanting, Today the Virgin giveth birth to him who is transcendent in essence, and the earth offereth a cave to him who is unapproachable. All who saw and heard this were amazed at the sweetness of Romanus's song and the power of the words which he chanted. When he finished chanting, the patriarch asked him how he had acquired such wisdom. Romanus did not hide the Theotokos's miracle, but rather confessed her grace and glorified his heavenly instructress. The chanters who had grieved him were put to shame, and they fell at Romanus's feet in repentance, asking his forgiveness. The patriarch did not delay in making him a deacon, and such was the wisdom which flowed from his lips like a river, that they who once taunted him for his simplicity and ignorance now became his pupils. He composed many kantakia for the feasts of the Lord, of the Theotokos, and of the most eminent saints, and he came to be greatly revered and loved by all. Having lived his life righteously and in a manner pleasing to God, he was translated to the heavenly places which are eternal, and he now chants unto God with the saints and with the choirs of angels the thrice holy hymn unto the ages. Amen. On the same day, we commemorate the holy monastic martyr Michael, who, during the reign of Constantine and Irene, was seized by the Hagarenes and slain for Christ's sake, together with 36 other monastic martyrs who perished by the sword. We also commemorate the holy martyr Dominus, who was tortured by Maximian. His feet were cut off for Christ's sake, and he languished for 7 days outside the city before he reposed, giving thanks all the while to God. On this day, we also commemorate our holy monastic father, Sabas of Vaishira, who was a noble of the city of Kashan in the region of Tver. He loved Christ from his youth and became a monk, and because of his virtuous life, he was held in esteem by his relatives and the nobility of that land. Therefore, like Abraham, he departed from his country, fleeing human glory, and came to Novgorod in the guise of a poor stranger, so that he might be known by no one. Thereafter, guarded by God, he went to a place along the river Vaishira, making himself a hut, where he prayed before the icon of the most pure Theotokos. Once it happened that a man came from the city and saw him standing at prayer. The saint's face was not visible because of the gnats which lit upon it. Therefore the man marveled at his patience and began to praise the saint, calling him a true man of God. The saint, knowing that he had been recognized, fled from that place and settled near the river Zosnitsa, and he labored there. When His Eminence Archbishop John learned that Sabas was there, he went and conversed with him. He returned praising the godly one, and thereafter sent to him all the necessities of life. After this, the blessed and venerable Sabas returned from the river Zosnitsa to the Vaishera, where he lived a most severe life. Brethren gathered around him, and a monastery was established, and a church was erected dedicated to the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. After having lived for many years in a manner pleasing to God, and having instructed the brethren in many edifying things, the Blessed One peacefully surrendered his soul into God's hands. Amen.